And now WTOP's complete coverage of the total eclipse of 2024. Let's take you live to the rooftop in Friendship Heights, Maryland, of the WTOP studios as we are about to witness peak, total, well, close to peak, total eclipse here in the Washington area. My partner, Ann Kramer's made her way to the top as she is ready to go and talk about what we're about to see here in 1 minute.
John, it is amazing right now. We've got all kinds of people up here on the roof. There's about 20 people here from WTOP watching it. Got our glasses on. It kind of reminds me, every now and then we get a big bunch of clouds going in front of the moon and the sun there, Sean, and it kind of gives you that eerie sense of like Halloween almost, something from a horror movie. But right now, just in the 5-7 minutes I've been up here, it's amazing what it looks like and how much more coverage we've gotten. We said it would be about 89% totality here where we can see it in the DC region. I think we have accomplished that for sure. Kind of reminds you, if you ever learned to draw a moon when you were a little kid, that little crescent moon you try to put together, and it just keeps creeping over and over and getting smaller and smaller. Sean, there are all kinds of people on the street below us here on Wisconsin and Western. They've all come out. They've got their glasses in hand. I don't see any of them looking up without those special glasses that we need to watch, but such an exciting time. And right to my right of me is WTOP National Security Correspondent JJ Green, and JJ's got on a cool pair of shades. I'm going to lift mine up. JJ, I keep hearing you say wow the whole time. How are you taking this in?
Well, you know, this is the World Cup every 4 years and the Olympics every 4 years has nothing on this. This is like a once in a generation kind of thing. And for me, the first ever. You know, there have been all kinds of eclipses that have taken place. I've never had the opportunity to see it. Either it rained or it was cloudy, but here we are today. This is the moment.
And we're not going to see it again for a couple decades, so we're just taking it in, absorbing it. Was it exactly what you thought when you put your glasses on?
I kind of knew that it was going to get a little dark here because we weren't going to get totality, but what we're having right now was pretty much what I expected. But wow, I couldn't have asked for anything more from this, to be here with this group, with you, with our audience, and just to see this, a total eclipse, almost total, for the first time in my life.
And Sean, also to let you know, it's not as dark as you think it might get right now. George Wallace is leaning over the edge of the building and the rooftop here, hopefully not to do anything dramatic, but George, when you put your glasses on, take it in for us. Tell us what you're seeing. How has this experience been for you?
I think it's pretty, I mean, it doesn't get much better than this. It's a once every however long, and you get to experience it. My favorite thing is looking over the building here. And no, I'm not too close to the edge, but watching everybody just kind of stand on the sidewalk here and take it all in. Everything stops. It's freezing at this point, 3:20 p.m., and everything's stopping in the area.
Are you surprised at how light it is, though, the rest of the time?
It is. I am surprised at that, because you think you hear eclipse, and you figure it's just going to get dark. Now, if we were in a different area, sure, it'd be pitch black, but this is, I thought it would be a little bit darker. Trying to remember the 2017, I thought it was a little bit darker back in 2017.
Sean, we've got all kinds of folks from the station here on the roof right now with all kinds of interesting eyewear, not just the glasses. One of our staff members, Abigail, who writes for our website, she's got a paper plate holding her glasses on, and she's got a cutout for her nose, so she's really getting it done. We've got Ren from our tech team and IT, and Ren has got a huge telescope that he's been looking in and getting some incredible shots. But it really is, as I put my glasses back on and take one more last look up here, just an amazing sight, Sean. Again, kind of like that crescent moon, 89%. It is just an electric kind of moment here.